I'm joined by Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator Gina Harden. We are talking about a weather spotter course that is back, a hiatus due to the pandemic, but in-person severe weather spotter training program. It is going to be coming up on Monday, the 21st of March. Again, that is happening at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. And it's going to be about a, what, 2.5 hour program, Gina, is that right?
Yeah, we are actually starting at 6 o'clock, and it will be about, hopefully not quite 2.5 hours, but it's going to be close.
Okay, 6 p.m. on the 21st. Now, the weather spotter class, when was the last time you had one? Has it been 2 years?
It has. It has been. The one I had originally scheduled for 2019, was it 2019, my last one?
Yes.
It gets confusing.
The pandemic is, well, at least it looks like it's almost over if it's not over. But again, I was talking on the air last week about the fact March seems to be a month that anything can and does happen. It can be any one of the four seasons in March, and severe weather is rare in March, but it obviously can happen. And and we had obviously some the greatest or the worst number of fatalities in 20 years in the state of Iowa.
Yes, unfortunately we did last Saturday.
And again, we're talking about the weather spotter class. What exactly do you learn at a weather spotter class?
Well, we talk about things like identifying thunderstorm characteristics, what you should be looking for in the cloud formations, the different types of severe weather, learning about weather safety. What do you do if you do see something? Who do you report it to? And then also a little bit about reading radar. What are you looking for when you're watching radar?
And I know that they talk about curls when they if you see a curl on radar that has it has the makings of turning into an actual tornado. It's part of a severe thunderstorm, but severe thunderstorms typically are where tornadoes are bred, is it not?
That is true. Yes, not all severe thunderstorms produce tornadoes, but all tornadoes come from thunderstorms.
And a tornado watch simply indicates that there is a threat or a possibility of tornadoes forming. In other words, the right ingredients are there in terms of heat, humidity, storm systems or weather systems that are colliding with each other, which is where tornadoes seem to come from. Is that right?
Yeah. We look at the watch as watch out. Like you said, those you have that potential there of getting rotation, which actually forms a tornado. But okay. Then you get into the warning, and that's when you need to think about, I'm taking action. I need to go to the basement or a safe location within my home, et cetera.
And as we saw, and as we have seen in the past, tornado is nothing to mess around with. If you don't have a basement, an interior room, typically a bathroom, is that right?
Yes, we suggest people go to a small interior room, like a bathroom or a closet. Basically, put as many walls between you and the outside as you can.
Okay, and stay as low in your house as you can, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. If you get into a basement, if you can get underneath the stairs or a table or something like that to protect you in case your home is hit, that's all the better.
Weather spotting. Now, I see also when we have snow events, there is a number of, this is an official, it'll say, as measured or as taken by an official spotter. Is snow part of this training?
Well, that is not part of this training, but we do encourage individuals that are interested in being a snow spotter to contact the National Weather Service and sign up to be one of those individuals. And the Weather Service will help them get the equipment that they need and the training and et cetera.
The Skywarn team. What is Skywarn?
Skywarn here in Des Moines County, we have a localized group that will be watching the weather, and we place what we call our field spotters out in the area to watch the weather so we can give ground truth reports to the National Weather Service about what we're actually seeing. Because radar can only show them so much, and we are so far from the Davenport Weather Service office that with the curvature of the earth, they can't see a lot of the stuff down low that we can by being out in the field.
Okay. So it's, and you're providing information directly to the Weather Service, is that right?
We do, yes, directly. And that, they put our information sometimes in their warnings that they send out to the counties and the areas where the storm is going to.
When there is a siren, a lot of people think, and I was one of them, and I guess I've always thought, okay, the siren, that is a tornado siren. It's not a tornado siren, is it?
No, no. Our sirens are an outdoor warning device, and we sound them for severe thunderstorms with winds greater than 70 miles per hour. You know, we talk a lot about tornadoes and the damage from tornadoes, but straight-line winds, which we have had impact Des Moines County before, can cause lots of damage to buildings and roofs and trees and et cetera. So those winds don't have to twist to wreak havoc.
And the straight-line winds also are very, very difficult for airplanes at airports, aren't they?
Oh, they are, yes, yes. Their Weather Service issues an aviation weather report every day.
There is a
I'm not as familiar with that. But
there's a term called wind shear, which has been used in terms of aviation. That is wind shear a straight-lined wind?
You know, I can't really say for sure. It factors into the severe thunderstorm and the straight-line winds and those kind of things.
But you don't want to be in them if you're in an airplane, right?
No, I would not think so. No, wouldn't be a good thing.
Anyway, all right, the Weather Spotter course, you're going to be, it's a 2.5 hour. It begins promptly at 6 p.m. Again, Monday, March 21st, Capitol Theater, 211 North 3rd Street in Burlington. Is there a fee or some registration required for this?
No, there's no fee. We just encourage people to come, and we should have plenty of seating being in the Capitol Theater. It's a great location to have it. So, yeah, no registration and no fee.
All right. Be a weather spotter. Consider being a member of Skywarn and maybe even a snow spotter, too. All of those things, again, are possibilities. The more eyes and the more witnesses you can have, the better off for all of us, right?
Oh, exactly. The Weather Service, especially when they put out a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning, they want confirmation that they're doing their job correctly and that that we did have impacts from that. So anytime they can get that from local citizenry, it's helpful.
Gina Harden, Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator, thank you so much. Again, the Weather Spotter course training program, 6 p.m., Monday, March 21st at the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. Gina, thank you so much.
Thank you.